traditional overtone singing from the Republic of Tuva in the Russian Federation. Kongarey, the name of the piece, performed by the throat singers of Tuva, accompanied by the Kronos Quartet from the latter's recording Night Prayers. And it begins this 492nd broadcast of Ultima Thule, Ambience with George Cruikshank, through till midnight on the Fine Music Network in Sydney and Adelaide, 102.5 2MBS and 5MBS 99.9. Continuing now, this is music from Paul Scott and God Wept at Nagasaki.
Thank you.
At the beginning of our selection this evening was music from Washington-based composer Paul Scott, from whom we heard two pieces, one each from each of his two recordings. And God Wept at Nagasaki was the piece from the album Essays, and we also heard the title track from Night Vision. From there, we move to the music of Hildegard von Bingen, as interpreted by the Kronos Quartet, and they gave us O Virtus Sapientiae from the recording Early Music. Arvo Pärt then provided two pieces, Kondakion and Ikos, from the recording Canon Pokajanen, and the music there was performed by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, conducted by Tonu Kaljust. From there, music inspired by Brian Eno and David Bowie, composed by Philip Glass, we heard Warszawa from the Low Symphony, and that was performed by the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Dennis Russell Davies. Music from Polish composer then followed, Henryk Gorecki, and his Movement 2 from the Symphony No. 3, performance there by Dawn Upshaw and the London Sinfonietta, conducted by David Zinman. And rounding out the selection, more music from Arvo Pärt's Canon Pokajanen. Ode Part 1 was the name of the piece there. And all of that brings us very near to the end of this 492nd broadcast of Ultima Thule on the Fine Music Network in Sydney and Adelaide. Ultima Thule is a weekly broadcast of ambient and atmospheric music from across the ages and around the world, and is broadcast from the studios of 2MBS FM in Sydney, and also heard in Adelaide on 5MBS 99.9. You can find out more about Ultima Thule and the music that we broadcast by visiting our website, ultimathule.info, where you'll also now find a number of interviews that we've recorded with various ambient artists over the years. And we'll be adding more new interviews as the months pass. Mike G will be in the chair here next week with another program of Ambient Electronica. Until then, this is George Cruikshank wishing you a very good evening and leaving you with the music of Sister Claire Benedict and Therese Schroeder-Schecker. The pieces are entitled Morning and Rosa Mystica.